Blog Talk Radio.
Hendrix. Yeah. I woke up like this.
Reporting live from Got a Bitch. I ain't talking number big bitch. Hey, that shit sounds far away, like you're playing that shit on the radio.
Talk shit, bitch, just to get an asset. I know the CLC is falling down on my last bitch. This money made me hungry, I'm a savage. I seen the stars lining up, you couldn't imagine. I watched my...
Yo.
You.
Reporting live from the fucking gutter, bitch. I ain't talking the MLG shit. What's up?
Yo, who we got? 732?
Yeah. Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, who's that?
It's E-Dub.
Oh, what's up, E-Dub? Get wrecked, fool.
Hold on, tell it.
Hey, E-Dub, Cody sent some bars at you last night, bro.
Yo, I heard that bullshit, bro. Someone said he gonna beat me like he always do. That kid beat me twice.
Yo, who's 908, though?
Yo, it's Bang.
Hey, Ron.
Oh, shit,
hey.
Hey,
Ron.
Hey, Ron.
I think Cody was counting him when I quit, when his connection was lasting like 2 minutes. I think he counted that as a victory.
I honestly swear, I never remember Cody beating the shit out of EA like that. I never remember.
He beat him twice, bro. I think it was twice. I might be giving him one.
Nah, I beat you twice, bro. Don't play.
Cody, that's what I'm saying. You beat me twice.
But how many times did y'all play last year?
Like four or something.
Nah, we played more than four, bro. Chill. We played once in the playoffs, and we played like damn near every year. Because you were winning your division, and I won my division most of the time.
Yeah. Yo, where's B-Dot at? That's cool.
Damn, he changed the subject quick, didn't he?
Nah, that's
you can see damn good and well B-Dot ain't on the line. Why are you changing the subject?
Nah, Cody, I always enjoy playing Cody, man. Always be good games.
Hey, DM.
Dude.
You was at work writing them bars?
Yes, sir. Boy,
I ain't gonna lie, that Detroit Pistons shit was fire, bro. You must have been sitting on that shit for like 2 years.
Yeah, that Detroit Pistons shit was hot.
There you go, yeah.
He was sitting on that shit for like 2 years, bro.
He had that he had that shit in his Palm Pilot, dog.
He did. I ain't gonna lie. I judged the battle. Y'all gonna laugh. I gave it to Cody, though. I gave it to Cody.
You must ain't read the last one.
Nah, I didn't read the last one. That shit was long. DM, can you rap the last? DM, how about this? I didn't read the last one. Can you rap that shit for me?
I'm not about to rap no shit.
You wrote it, nigga. What you gonna do?
Here's Ghostwriter, bro. He ain't got the voice for it, bro.
Hey, somebody read that shit to me.
He does got it for him.
All right, I'll read it to y'all. Hold up. I'm gonna pull that shit up. I'm gonna read this shit for the first time. I didn't even read that shit. Y'all boys is going at it, though. All right. DM said... Damn, this shit is long. He says, swear I'm seeing things. Rearrange my brain so that I wouldn't go insane. Complaining at the strange who maintain to be the same. This man recycling bars. That shit can only go so far. Reaching for a giggle. Teletubbies and Dora just exposed to you. I can't read this shit, dog. I can't do it. That shit is too funny. he said, Cody the boy wonder, and boy do I wonder if you really want this thunder. Yeah, my flow outdated. I'm old school, I'll admit that. But you can't really come for me, bro. Beat your ass blue black. That's a true fact. Hey, man, this shit sounds like some old No Limit shit. That's a true fact. I'm a savage. That's on the attack. An animal that ain't ate in 3 days. You want to test the kid trying to play? That's the wrong move. You fucking with the wrong dude. I can get rude real quick and say, fuck the rules. Flow so lame, I strictly don't give a fuck. Now I'm insane. I'm going to come to your house and unplug your system. In the middle of your championship game. Champions reign. I don't know who told you you had it. You should be glad that you're just good at Madden. Posting up pics and laughing. Your bars, at best, they average. Y'all done pumped this man head up and got him carried away. But this is what y'all wanted. So watch him get carried away and buried today. Please watch what you say. Slurred words. Oh, my God. I can't do it. That shit, I'm only halfway through, bro. That shit was long. That's why I gave the battle to Cody. I gave the battle to Cody. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
Man, he's gonna advance to the playoffs, dude.
Huh?
Nah, I'm checking on my other leagues and shit.
Yo, DM.
You?
How much Silk the Shocker did you listen to before you wrote that shit?
I ain't listening to that motherfucker.
You was listening to hella. You was listening to hella MC Ren. Hella MC Ren. He listened to that shit sounded like some Eazy-E shit. You was going for the jugular.
Yo, that's crazy. They don't let you do in-game drills when you're in the playoffs.
It doesn't either.
Hey, so let's get back to Madden real quick. Yeah. What do y'all do for y'all XP during the week? I started doing the group XP because I was getting lazy and my niggas was getting about 13 points of experience. Like, I don't know what to do to get my experience points up, man.
Drills, bro.
Since I got Derek Carr, all I've been doing is QB drills.
Hey, did EA tell you what happened to his quarterback in the other league, though?
Yeah, I saw that shit. That's fucked up, dude. I don't know.
If that shit happened to Bridgewater, I'm out, bro. I'm out.
But I couldn't believe that shit, man. I was like, damn. I said, I just got 4,000 XP for him. I'm about to get his shit up to like an 81. I go to check that shit a 68, bro. I was like, man, fuck this shit. I was about to fucking quit the league, bro. But I don't believe in that quitting shit. But damn. I'm gonna just go ahead and draft you.
Because what would make a nigga get worse in the offseason?
Bro, he just won MVP too. That's what the fuck. In the playoffs now. He won MVP, and his shit went down 10 points. And he young. This nigga 25 years old. And then daddy.
So what stat attributes to people regressing like that?
Oh no, man. In daddy league, they got him in pre-regression mode.
In what?
Pre-regression.
What does that mean?
He's going to fucking regress. He's going to regress.
Oh, I didn't even. So I didn't know there was different things for that. Damn.
Yeah,
I need to start paying attention. That sucks because I'm telling y'all right now, if that happens to Bridgewater, not to be a sore loser, but just the fact that the game is broken, I'm not fucking with that.
Bro, look, I just won MVP. I got 5,000 XP, right? I had to use all that shit on my fucking deep accuracy. I got it back up to 76. Like, come on, man.
Oh, wow. Yo, EA.
Yeah.
How many leagues are you in?
5, bro.
God. 5? What the fuck?
Yeah.
When are you going to start telling the public? When are you going to start telling the public why you really got time to play 5 games during the day?
I do.
No, I said why.
Cause
the feds ain't
shot,
listening,
bro.
So. The fans ain't listening. We can talk about it, bro.
But
I know what you do. I ain't gonna say nothing on the phone, but
DJ's
I know what
working
you do,
in a
bro.
Trap house, dude.
Oh, dude.
Nah, man, don't be saying that shit on the phone. That's just like Cody to say some shit like that, man. This is how you know Cody ain't never been around no real shit, man.
He
I didn't say
him,
nothing
though.
About that.
He rapped it, though.
Dog, you said that shit on Facebook, dog. Like, Facebook's the most exploited motherfucker of all time, and you said that shit on Facebook. So, like, ain't nobody listening
to
us on this stupid-ass radio show.
God. You done missed the whole point, bro. I'm just saying, this man is in five leagues. He got about 150 online games under his belt.
He's about to beat my ass when we play in the playoffs. 150 games, though. Fuck.
Five leagues. Man.
Now you want to be humble, man. See, Cody, man. I'm going to give this battle
humble.
To DM.
I ain't humble.
I'm
going
to give this battle to DM. I gave this battle to DM.
Man, I don't care.
You ain't living what you talk about, bro.
What?
I need authenticity.
Get the fuck out of here.
Damn, y'all need, like,
you was just
talking, get,
you just, hey, EA, let's be real. Was Cody talking
EA
about
was
you
just
last
telling
time?
Me about,
like, you was his son?
EA was just telling me how good of a game set we had every time and shit.
Yeah, but you talked about EA last night like you raised him.
Yes, that's because he was, that's because, what?
Now he on the phone and now you can't wait to play him and you're going to lose.
I ain't losing. That's just,
I thought you just
see,
said
that's the thing. That's the thing. See, that's the same shit I was telling B-Dot that Daylight was doing to him. He was just saying that he, you know, he don't want to show up, he don't want to do the shit. And then he gonna show up and he he's probably been writing for a while, you know? Like, he's gonna act like it ain't shit, but then when he shows up, it's, you know, he's gonna actually have his shit together, unlike most times where he doesn't have his shit together. That's why I told B-Dot not to let that shit get in his head, because he just throwing out some antics to try to get B-Dot to not, like, not care about the battle as much.
Hey, I heard B-Dot Browns. He ain't got nothing to worry about. What's up?
Yeah, I know, dude. B-Dot was telling me, oh, shit, we got the 405. Who's the 405?
That's me. What's up?
Is that B-Dot?
Nah, man, it's nigga. What's up?
Oh, what's up, nigga? Damn.
Hey, Brian.
What's up?
Yo, old boy beat you, man, Britt.
Yeah, man, did you hear the show when I was talking about that game?
Nah, you said something about you was drunk as fuck.
Nah, man, it was a lot more going on, man. Let me tell you what happened. So, I've been drinking all day. I was faded, right? But I just, in the midst of being drunk, I broke up with my girlfriend. And then, I was like,
are you doing dishes right now, bro?
Don't get quiet. Don't get quiet. Like, that's just sad. You know me, my nigga. So, I was like, sitting in front of my TV, rethinking life, and I was in cover 3 in that game, jumping swing passes and shit as the free safety, getting bombed over my head. That shit ain't gonna ever happen again. But see, I woke up. This is what Britt got to worry about. I sobered up and I got back with my bitch. I'm back, man. That shit happened the next morning. So, you know. He came with some shit. I ain't gonna lie. But
he's tough, man.
I was in the wrong space. Hey, y'all ever been, like, sitting in front of the PlayStation, like, damn, I shouldn't even be playing this shit. Like, I got a lot going on. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to play good, you got to be able to take the run, take the short pass, play conservative, play your zone. And you just out there fucking playing kamikaze as shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm
throwing it
40
times, running it like 2.
Exactly. Don't even play the game if you're gonna be like that, because that's what I learned after that game. Like, just don't even play. if you in that mind frame.
Yeah, that shit happened to me, man. I was 13-0, bro, and these last three games this week, I lost all them shit.
I mean, that's not to take anything away from him, though, you know what I'm saying? But he literally got three or four touchdowns when I had cover three and I fucking blitzed. You know what I'm saying? Like, doing some dumb shit.
I tell you what, though, he played pretty good safety, using safety.
Yeah, but it didn't matter because, like, I scored, like, 40 or 30, but I gave, like, he scored every time he got the ball because I was doing dumb shit. I was playing, like, you know, like, when you got cover three and you just do some stupid shit. I was just playing dumb. But he's definitely not sorry, but I would rather speak for his game when I'm in my shit.
Yeah.
I'll say this, he didn't do anything that honestly, like, when I play some of y'all and y'all have some plays that are just, like, Stebs, you remember when we labbed and you ran that flanker dig and you had that wheel with that post on the backside and I was the cover three safety and I ran up to the dig and you threw it over my head?
That was,
I don't know. I have something wrong with me. I remember every single play, but you probably don't remember that shit. But that's when
that
I get bad props, when it's like, oh, I'm sorry, EA, that was you, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I remember that shit when I ran that shit, you was like, yo, good fucking call. You was like, I
yeah,
I
like,
that shit.
See, when you do shit like that to me, I exude the props, and I'm like, you got me, bro. Like, you literally, checkers, you jump me, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's just a game to where it's like, I'm giving you shit and you're getting jump balls and I'm dropping, I'm not going to give you that shit. I can honestly say some people have gotten me and some people have not gotten me. But like that play, for example, you got me on that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. Let me tell you about, I played a game, man, the other day. I think, matter of fact, it was the last game of the season I just played. Bro, let me tell you how this game started, bro. I'm driving on him. I'm like at the 20-yard line. I get three holding calls in a row. Take me out of field goal range. I throw an interception. He runs the shit back. I get the ball back. I'm driving on him. I'm getting ready to motherfucker score with Victor Cruz, but nobody near him. Like 7 or 8 yards. Somehow this motherfucker fucking heat seeking me. Stripped the ball from me like I'm about to cross the fucking goal line. Fucking runs the shit up 25 yards and shit. So the fucking deep ball that fucking gets hit. His other man comes to grab the ball. I was like, you know what? This ain't for me. That's it.
But see, that's why you can't just go off wins because, like, T. Blair, like, the last time we played in Madden 15, he beat the shit out of me. And, like, that was a convincing enough win to where I was like, yo, he beat the – he completely outplayed you, outcalled you, out-usered you. There was no fumbles, no bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Nothing you
could
say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But certain games, like that game you're talking about, you'll play somebody and you'll be like, oh, I didn't even really lose this shit. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even really lose the game. He just got more breaks than I did.
I begin those damn holding calls at the like least opportune times. That should be pissing me off.
Yeah, and they call a holding when your running back is on his way down, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. Call that shit, a fucking wide receiver clips and shit when he's like 15 yards across the field. Like, what?
But see, the only problem I have with the holding calls is I would rather them be when an O lineman gets beat and he's holding to like literally save a sack, or if he's getting beat and then he hold like in real life. But if it's just a normal block, if I can't look at the replay and tell that he even held, that's bullshit. Because, like, in real life, you will hold. Like, it's smart to hold if you're going to give up a sack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they might not call it. Exactly. And they might not call it.
And you keep it down. But that shit, I was like, man, fuck that shit, bro.
I'm doing better this year on, like, because, like, every game that you lose, you got to look at it. If you write it off as bullshit, you ain't going to get better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to look at something. You did something wrong, whether you made some wrong calls, threw it to the wrong dude. Like, be like, oh shit, he dropped it on 3rd and 10. He was wide open, but if you didn't get his catching traffic up, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always something you could have done at the end of the day.
Yeah, I'm just.
Like, I say that now. Wait till I lose in the playoffs. I'm gonna be whining like a motherfucker.
Shit, this defense I got, this shit, bro, I got fucking two linebackers, bro. That's not even in the league right now, bro.
Who,
Jaquan Williams and Keith Rivers.
Who you gonna
linebacker?
Who you gonna have in the playoffs, Ron?
I don't know. I'm gonna have a bye. I'm not really even worried about that because
I think the only person
I really haven't lost a game to where it's like, and I think good teams do this, you just worry about yourself, bro. Like, if you execute and do what you need to do, it don't even matter.
Let me look at standards real quick, because I'm on the game.
If you get caught up on what your opponent is doing too much, you'll be thinking too much, man. Just do what you do well and do it the way you're supposed to do it. That's it.
Man, you need the brakes out of doors.
Oh shit! So you got JSD. So you got JSD and T. Blair, and then Nate Nathaniel.
I'm not worried about Daniel, but JSD ain't showing me nothing. He ain't showing me a damn thing. He ain't showing me a damn thing in a long time. Yeah, he ain't showing me nothing in a year or two, bro. Like, when he had his run last year, it was, like, primarily off of A.J. Green jump balls. Like, and I watched, like, 3 of his games, so I can honestly say that. I'm not impressed by that shit.
So somebody going to get him.
Not awful. So let me give you an example. If I play a team with A.J. Green and I get mossed all game and I call it bullshit, that's on me because my corners are terrible.
Yeah.
Like, my corners are terrible. I probably have the worst corners of, like, a winning team in the league.
That's what I can say about my linebackers and shit. So I got a pretty decent secondary with Dartez, Denard, BRC, what's it, Harrison, the safety, and Aloka.
But Denard is nice, though.
Yeah, Dartez Denard, yeah.
Dog, I took him like 4th or 5th round in my league. He got that. He's nice, dog.
Yeah. So this is my linebacker.
I don't know. My corners are Ronald Darby and Dre Kirkpatrick.
Damn. Hey,
come on now.
Damn, bro.
Dre Kirkpatrick got the hit power. That's about it.
Nah, but check this out though. I was watching. I'm gonna break down later today. And I'm going to tie it into Madden, the Bengals film. If you look in real life, that shit is realistic, though. Like, the Bengals, when they played the Seahawks last week, A.J. Green did whatever he wanted to do. Like, literally, like, when we talk about the game, where it's like, if you play against A.J. Green, why is he doing whatever he wants to do? That's not sim. It actually is, though. Like, he literally beat the shit out of anybody that guarded him. And it, like, 5 times it was Richard Sherman. He got open. He caught a comeback, a slant. He ran by him. He had a long touchdown call back. Like, good receivers are supposed to really make an impact on the game. That's why I like this game because, like, good receivers are supposed to be flashing like that.
Yeah.
Like, if I would have come out with Ronald Darby and play against A.J. Green and be like, damn, he just ran by me, that's bullshit. Nah, that's real. You know what I'm saying? Like, A.J. Green does that shit to everybody.
What's the NFC looking like as far as playoff? You got Rams, the 1-3.
Yeah, you got Rams, so you got BP, JSD, and T. Blair, and Nathaniel. And then Kevin Bradley is always a tough out. And then SG is the last spot at six.
This nigga, what's his name? TB? Got 514 points? And 14 games?
Yo, dude, I don't see anybody out. I don't see anybody out there that like. I feel like this game is about matchups. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't see anyone doing anything too crazy right now, but getting the ball to their best player. That's what the hardest thing is when you're defending the team that just throws it to whoever's open.
Hold on.
That's the hardest shit to defend. Cause like when I play against like EA, like I know you like to throw it to Odell. You have Odell in our league, right?
No.
Not with the Skins.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
You got Victor Cruz or somebody though, don't you? Who you got?
Nah, I got Hopkins and Demaryius Thomas.
Oh shit.
But that's a hell of a core right there.
You got Demaryius Thomas in that slot too, huh?
Yo, I offered this motherfucker to Demaryius Thomas and two of my first round picks for Odell. Anyone take
it? Odell's a cheat code on this game, dude.
I need well,
this
Odell.
Dude, Dan, this dude, DM, hey, DM, you getting me Tavon Austin, man, for some candy corn and a fucking Halloween sack, bruh.
Oh shit, it's B.818 just called in.
That nigga say candy corn, yo. Shit. I hate
that
kid.
You don't like that, though.
Yo, what's good?
Yo, I saw somebody run a fucking, swing. A halfback swing pass, yo. Faked the swing pass to the halfback and ran a fucking screen with the tight end. That shit was so beautiful, yo.
Hey, when I show you what the Bengals did, or have been doing, a lot of shit that y'all think is unsim is actually sim. I'm going to just put it like that. These motherfuckers shifted from jumbo, you know, like on the game, like a jumbo Z? They shifted to fucking Statue of Liberty, which is three O-linemen. And, like, the tackle split out wide. Like, you know that gun normal look where, like, it's hella, like, both receivers are on the sideline damn near?
Yeah.
They did that shit with the tackles out there, and they ran read option.
Wow.
They shifted from, like, a fucking goal line formation to that. Like, when y'all see, and then they're shifting, like, lobby Madden players. Like, there's no, this whole lobby shit, we got to revisit that shit, because teams are doing any and everything to win nowadays.
Yep.
Hey, is B-Dot on the call?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, B-Dot, we was worried about you, bro.
Why is that?
Because we was worried that Daylight had you psyched out.
I mean, he did. I mean, he low-key does, actually, to be honest.
I was worried when you said that you was like, who would battle this nigga? I was like, oh, hell no.
I mean, y'all got to put yourselves in my shoes. You know, like, preparing for a battle, bro, is very exhausting. And so when somebody's already telling you that they do not care about the battle, they don't care about the league, they don't care about the event, they're already getting paid. I mean, it's like boxing. He's getting paid regardless. Can you imagine if a boxer said, I don't care, I'm about to just show up. You can knock me out. I'm about to make my money. I mean, it's not enticing for the other boxer to, like, prepare and train, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I get it. It's a little psychological game he's playing, which I ain't going to front. It's very effective for somebody like me because I take shit so serious. Maybe if I was a little jokester like that, nigga, it'd be cool, but you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. I mean, you heard my shit, Ron. You know, I'm totally prepared, so it is what it is.
Oh, yeah. But that's what I told him. I was like, you ain't got, I said, if you heard the, you did the hard part. You wrote early, like, so. It's already, it's a done deal to me. But did you,
yeah.
Hey, B-Dot, did you see his battle versus E-Fail?
I did. That was interesting. Yeah, I seen like one round of it.
Oh, man. I kind of feel like he's
like,
going to write for you,
it was
dog.
Antics and bars.
That's all, I think it's going to be something like that. Like, it's going to be something. It's going to be some kind of twist, but he's going to have bars for you, bro. I think he's worried.
Nah, man, I don't think he's worried at all. I just think he bit off more than he could chew, and I think he didn't do his homework thoroughly, and then when he finally did his homework, it was too late. So he's in a position like, okay, do I give B-Dot these bars, or do I give QP these bars, or do I give, I think he's battling Roan on the 30th. So it's like he got two other battles after me, so I think he's contemplating on who to give the attention to, like who to give 100% to. So I think with me, he'll just take the L. He understands that I have all the time to prepare for him. I'm focused on him, and he got other things going on. So I think I don't think he's scared, but I think he's just like, fuck it, I don't got time for B-Dot, so I'm gonna just take the L. But I'm gonna do some dumb shit in the meantime. That's my personal opinion, but I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, I'm looking at NFC.
I think he's gonna do the same thing, B-Dot. Like, I don't know. It's gonna be a. I can't wait till you hit me up after the event and tell me what happened, because I have a very odd feeling that he's. I think he agreed to this battle before he knew who he was battling. You know what I'm saying? And he was like,
no,
"Yeah, I'll just come down there and do my thing."
That's what happened. That's exactly what happened, because the last event where I battled Strick, he was on that card, but he couldn't make it for whatever reason. I forgot. He was supposed to battle Danny Meyer's wife. He couldn't make it. They paid him already. They paid him his $1,500. He couldn't make it. And then they said, yo, we already paid you, so you gotta do the next event. He was like, fuck it, you already paid me. I'll do the next event. Just give me whoever, and I'll show up. They told him he was battling me, and I think last minute he figured out who I was and figured out the seriousness, you know what I'm saying, of it. And then probably was like I said, like, damn, I'm about to arguably battle somebody that's top tier battle rapper, it's just that he's not known. So I think he like looking at it
Wow,
I'm about to battle somebody for real. So I just hope I'm not calling you at the end of the night like, fam, I had to knock this nigga teeth down his throat.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
it's borderline, like you said, it's disrespectful to be like, I just don't take the battle serious, regardless of who it is or what shot it is or what league it's on. It's like, bro, niggas got to show up to battle you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know how much time you put into writing the shit, and that's just fucked up that this nigga don't care.
Yeah,
but don't get caught
slipping.
Don't get caught slipping. That's always the key thing, because if that nigga
that's
do show
they
up with some
about.
Shit.
Yeah, that's what they talking about in the league right now. They like, man, you letting him get to you. He's he coming with some shit for you, bro. And I'm like, well, regardless if he do an antic or not, I mean, I'm prepared. I'm fully prepared. You know what I'm saying? I'm 100% prepared. I'll just be hot if he... Because the owner of the league was like, dude, he's going to come in a costume, bro. I'm letting you know now. So I was like, see, that's my
what?
Point, man. Yeah, he was like, bro, I guarantee you he's coming in a costume. I can guarantee you that. And he was like, but that doesn't mean he's not going to have bars for you, though, fam. So stay ready. I was like, no, I'm ready. I told him, this conversation was today. I told him, man, this is y'all event. Y'all trying to make money, I get it. But if that brother disrespects me physically, like touches me or anything like that, I'm firing on him. Like, it's not even a question. I mean, so, I mean, hopefully this is not like a world star thing where they, like, get socked out by unknown battle rapper. Like, you know what I mean? hopefully that's not the title, bro. So.
No, dude.
Hey, who you gave the rounds to earlier today, DM or Cody?
I just woke up, bro. Like, literally, I just woke up and called in. But I just seen I missed the round that DM just dropped. So I'm like, uh-oh. That round, I'm looking at the round that DM just dropped. I think it was like, how long ago was that? Shit. Maybe like an hour ago?
Yeah.
Let me see here. Yeah, man, 57 minutes ago, DM dropped a round that looks very lengthy. It looks very dangerous, bro. I haven't even peeped it yet, so I can't even give my input. But my thing is this, DM took my approach. DM took, like, more of an approach where you break somebody down and try to be very, like, intellectual with it and, like, call somebody out. And then Cody just came with the gun bars. I don't know. He came with the murderous shit, bro. I got to go back and read again. But they both had some shit. Like, DM was talking to that man. Like, if that shit was live, one of us would be like, talk to that nigga, DM. Because DM was talking to him. And then Cody came with the gun bars. Yeah, DM talked to his soul a little bit. And then Cody came with the gun bars, man. So I got to go. I got to look it over again.
I don't
y'all
know. I get
that live,
Cody.
Man.
For real, y'all want to? Hey, Cody, you want to spit some shit?
Spit some shit? No,
is DM,
I'm not
is DM on the line?
Shit. Yeah, he
DM
is, bro.
What's
said,
up, bro?
We good, bro.
Hey, y'all wrote y'all shit. Y'all might as well go live right now and just reread y'all shit.
Yo, Canada hit that shit over the butt watch scoreboard, yo.
Yo, people are gonna fall asleep with the fucking DM's deep ass voice. He gonna sound like fucking.
Yo, let's hear it, man. Let me hear them rounds live, at least one.
Hey,
let's go. Hey,
Cody acts like he busts the rhymes all of a sudden, right? Cody, you sound like you're in a library on every podcast, my nigga. now you wanna be Busta Rhymes. Right. Just for that, Cody, I want you to spit one of your bars real quick.
So I've never done this shit before in my life.
Cody, nobody care, bro. Let me hear that shit, bro.
Hold up, I gotta find it. I gotta find it. Give me a second.
DM, let me hear some of your round, bro.
Papa Doc.
Papa Doc.
Papa Doc.
Papa Doc. That's just hilarious.
Papa Doc getting them battles ready, boy.
DM, don't be ignoring me, fam. I know you hear me.
What? Y'all think laughing at me. I ain't about to be no clown on this thing. Y'all think laughing at me.
Nah, bro. I'm not even. Hey, I'm gonna keep it 1,000. I'm not. I'm for real. Y'all have some nice shit. I want to hear that shit live.
Yo, hey DM. Seriously though, like you sound like Ja Rule. Like if you deliver that shit the right way, you can pull it off.
DM. Hey, this might come down to delivery. Y'all both wrote some fire shit. Let's see who got the best delivery.
For real.
I ain't no rapper, nigga. I'm right. I ain't no rapper.
Hey,
so
that's
just,
messed
just
up, man. Y'all gonna let me and B-Dot throw some bars together and go on an actual phone battle, and y'all won't say shit.
You actually wrote songs, nigga.
Yeah, y'all actually wrote down shit, and, like, my shit, I was just typing from my phone, like, and hitting send.
That's what's funny is Cody is like, this shit's coming all off the top as he writes it. You know what I'm saying? As he writes it in Facebook.
For real.
The same shit. Deliver
that's
that shit, bro.
It. That's very difficult to just write on the spot and just post that shit. I give y'all props for that.
I'm going back to back like my name, Bill Belly. 0405, I have these bitches jelly. DM, you look like Tinky Winky from the Teletubbies. Get your mind right before I aim at you and your crew with these hotcakes I'm serving like I'm feeding the homeless.
Oh, shit.
I'm talking this
Don DeMarco. Shit like that.
I'm talking this AR-15 with the extendo, no Call of Duty shit with my homies. We got the extra reach. Leave your knees weak
leave your knees weak like the last time EA gave you that extra deep. Oh, that's nasty. But hey, you claim you're from these streets. Never have I ever heard another man to fight. Need another man to fight his battles more than you and E.
Damn.
You knew Jersey's dude would be corny. Y'all them dudes that still rocking them dreads like it's 2003. White tees and Air Forces. You bitches still think Petey Pablo jumping.
Damn,
but I'm done with
Cody,
this
that shit was deeply personal.
I gotta lay it down to save some of these bombs I'm dropping for ISIL hoes in Afghanistan on my workflow like I'm Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh.
And then ended it like
fuck
that.
Fuck the free world. 313. Fuck the free world. 313.
Fucking crazy, man.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yo, DM. Yo, what's on you, yo? What's on you, son? What's on you?
Yeah, I fumbled like a motherfucker through that shit.
Nah, we good. Hosted by Exclusive Vodka, you know what I'm saying? It's on you, DM. We good.
Hosted by Exclusive Vodka, dog. Get the fuck out of here.
Let's get it popping. What's up? It's on you, DM. Let's go.
This is the last shit I wrote, man. This shit kind of long, but
damn, dude, I'm gonna take a nap. I'll be right back.
Good,
yeah.
I'm about to read. I said, well, I'm seeing things, rearranging my brain so that I wouldn't go insane, complaining that the strange who maintain to be the same. This man recycling bars. This shit can only go so far. Reaching for a giggle, Teletubbies, and Dora just expose who you are. Kobe's boy wonder, and boy do I wonder if you really want this thunder. Yeah, my phone outdated. I'm old school. I'll admit that. But you really can't come for me, bro. Beat your ass blue-black. That's a true fact. I'm a savage. That's on the attack. And an animal that ain't ate in 3 days, and you want to test the kid trying to play? That's the wrong move. You fucking with the wrong dude. I can get rude real quick and say fuck the rules. Flow so lame, I assume you don't give a fuck. So now I'm insane. I'm coming to your house and unplug your system and look your championship guy.
There you go, unplug the system and championship guy.
You should be glad that you just get it mad. Posting up pics and laughing. Your bar's at best average. Y'all don't pump this man head up and got him carried away. This is what y'all wanted, so watch him get carried away and buried today. Blurry words to get lost in the temple. I hope your mental can comprehend what I meant, dude. This is not going they're not going to miss you. Shredded you tissue by tissue. I almost got greedy. Left the shifty me somewhere in the bricks. Started to think this shit might be fake. Let me find out y'all boys and started some shit. Dangerous Dame. I ain't searching for MLG fame, but Cody just got caught with some MLG flames. The range is one of my moves. Fuck a shrink. Give me my tools. Let me you think while I sit out the eagle while laughing like Stewie. Got this brain's all gooey. See, my flow's so natural. It's a natural twitch. I know you like wrestling. Let me sweet chin music your ass right off the cliff. Smith like
yo, that shit hard.
Way better. Got you sweating like you wearing a sweater in Mayweather. Put that together, you got you drinks like looking scared and put fear in your heart. And you were scared like what I said. You were scared from the start. Make a video like Daylight and show us the real man that you are. And I said, shout out to V-Dot. He gonna master that clown. I was one down, had to be up. See him, I think we even now.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, V-Dot, who you got, bro?
Hey, man. This is a close one.
Hey, DM went way over the time.
Yeah, DM went over the time limit for sure. But, damn. I'm gonna have to edge DM. He had too much wordplay.
Hey, this I'm gonna give it to DM. I'm gonna tell you why. Cause he read that shit way better than it looked. And Cody read that shit like I read it. Like I envisioned Cody reading that shit in the back of a library. So I'm gonna give that shit to DM, bro.
I'm giving a slight edge to DM. He had some wordplay. He said something about what'd you say about you can't even envision what you're mental, the shit that I'm into. I like how you did that.
Oh, that shit was genius.
Mental and I'm into, that's dope. That's wordplay. That's some shit.